The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Just Veggies podcast. I am Ellen Wells, I am your host, and I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Today we are talking about growing cilantro for two different harvests, and I don't mean two separate harvests of the same thing. I'm talking about two different parts of the plant that you can harvest. Growing cilantro, it's like a buy one, get one, because you can grow two different things on the same plant. You can grow it for its really bright green, distinctively flavored leaves. Some people might think it tastes like soap. Not a lot of people do. Luckily, I am not that kind of person. And I enjoy it on tacos. I enjoy it on a burrito. I enjoy it in curries and other Indian dishes. I can also use it. I can use the seeds that forms from the plant as coriander seed. Yes, cilantro is the plant that coriander seed comes from. It's an entirely different flavor profile, but it comes from the same plant. And I think that's pretty magical. And the key to successfully growing cilantro is understanding that it has a preference for cool weather and it has a tendency to move quickly from something that's leafy to something that is dry and seedy. Really, when I say quickly, I mean quickly. Cilantro adapts pretty easily to either garden beds or containers. You can grow it in either. Here's the thing, though. It does not like to be transplanted. So I would plant it directly in the garden or in your container. Plant the seeds about a half inch deep in loose, well-draining soil and enrich that soil, if it's your garden bed, with a little bit of compost just to aerate the soil a bit and to make the soil hold just the right amount of water. You don't want it to not hold water. You don't want it to hold too much water. That's why compost works for this application. You want to choose a location that has full sun to partial shade, and that gives some plants relief from an intense afternoon heat. But like I said, it's a cool season crop. Full sun is appropriate for spring growing or fall growing. You want to grow this plant when the temperatures stay about 50 to 85 degrees. Honestly, I think 85 is pushing it. I think 50 to 75 is a great range. For me, when it's as high as 80 to 85 degrees, my cilantro starts to look a little weary, as do I when the temperature is 85. In northern regions, such as New England and the northern tier of the U.S., you can plant, like I said, in early spring and in late summer for a fall harvest. Somewhere like the southern states, where the climates are milder in the winter times, you can grow cilantro from fall through early spring. Now, here's the thing. You can extend your harvest of cilantro and coriander very easily. You don't have to plant all of your cilantro seeds all at once and have it harvest all at once. That's not a good idea. You want to extend your harvest by sowing seeds every week or so. Just plant a few seeds 1 week, plant a few seeds the next week, a few seeds the week after. And with this succession planting approach, you are ensured a steady supply of fresh leaves before the plants bolt. Okay, so I said a word, bolt. What does that mean? Bolting, which is a really probably your biggest challenge when learning to grow cilantro, bolting is the plant sending up a flower stalk, and that flower stalk will eventually lead to seeds. So as the temperatures rise and as the days lengthen, plants in this family tend to send up a flower stalk. And it can really like bum you out. You might not have gotten a lot of leaves off of your plant and suddenly it is bolting. And like I said, this happens when the temperatures get a little bit high. If you are harvesting for leaves, then your leaf harvest will end pretty much as soon as that flower stalk comes up. When the flower stalk comes up, the plant switches its energy from leaf production to seed production because it wants to replicate itself. It wants to reproduce and send seeds everywhere so it can, you know, live into the future. It's why people have children, right? So this is the plant's way of having more children. Now, here's the thing. If you have a flower stalk come up and you love coriander, well, you're going to have a coriander crop pretty soon, right? Because once those seed pods dry, you'll have coriander. There are a few things you can do to slow the onset of bolting. You can keep the soil consistently moist, give it plenty of water. You can apply a light mulch to cool the soil so the temperatures are a little bit cooler. And you can consider planting it in a spot with some afternoon shade, as I had suggested. Choosing a slower bolting variety is also possible. There are a bunch out there, like Calypso is a name of one. Or another one called Slow Bolt, like how the descriptor is right in the name. So these will bolt more slowly, and that will extend your leaf harvest. Okay, so what do you do when you harvest? Well, when the plant reaches about 6 inches tall, you can start to harvest a few leaves here and there. Be sure to cut the stems of the outer ring of the plant first. This type of plant starts growing from the middle. So as the leaves and branches come up through the middle, it's kind of like the opposite of peeling an onion. You're producing the outer regions of the plant first. Kind of like a starburst effect, right? So you want to cut those stems first on the outer ring so more can be produced from the plant's center. Now, if you want to have coriander, like I said, stop harvesting the leaves, let the plant come to a flower, and once the seed heads turn brown and they are dry, you are ready to collect those seeds. Now, cilantro's flavor is best when it's fresh, and I'm talking about the leaves here. I have tried freezing it before, just washing it, drying it really well, and then putting it in the freezer. You know, it did not work. It just didn't. So plan to use that harvest as soon as you've cut it. Maybe keep it for a couple of days. Or sow your seeds often, right? Like I said, a succession planting type thing. Plant a few every few weeks, and you will have a rolling harvest. And you can adjust your planting location as the weather gets warmer too by planting it in shade to partial shade. Okay, hopefully you will be inspired to go plant some cilantro and harvest some coriander in the future. Until next time, have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.